Hi guys, and welcome back to Planted by Streams. My name is Catherine Crispin, and I'm so excited that you chose to join me today. So today we'll be reading from Philippians 4, verse 4 through 13, and it's like just such a great passage to unpack. And it's so funny because I actually had this idea, from a friend. I was talking to her about how I was just struggling to be content with just my life right now because of some medical issues I've been having, and I haven't been able to go to work and school, and it's just been really hard. But she was like, you know what? You should turn that into a podcast episode. And I was like, actually, that's a really great idea. And then God brought this passage to my mind like in that moment. And I just think it's so cool how he speaks to us through everyday things. So yeah, let's just jump right in. Starting in verse 4 of Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned that in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Gosh. Wow. I have always loved this whole passage. Like, especially verse 7 where it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That has always resonated with me, especially through my anxiety and all of that. Like, that's been one of my anchor verses for a while. But I think you just have to put it all together and it's even more beautiful. So like the first thing that like really stands out to me just reading this over and over again and just meditating on it is that verse 6 like sets up why the peace of God would be with us. So verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then it goes on to talk about the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. But like the first thing that I think of is like John 15, verse 4, where it says, abide in me and I in you. For the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. And you know, that kind of thing. And then verse 5 of John 15 says, for apart from me, you can do nothing. And I just think all of it together, like I think of abiding in God and relying on him. He will fill you with himself. And what does the Bible say about Jesus? That he's the Prince of Peace. Like, isn't like, wow. It just is so crazy how it all comes together. It's so beautiful. So the first thing I think of through that is like the first step to having the peace that surpasses all understanding would be abiding in God and seeking him by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, but also by reading your word, because you can't get to know God if you don't read his word, which reveals his nature, like, if that makes sense. So the next thing I think of through verse 8 and 9 is like, you know, when you first read it, it's talking about the things to think about, like the things that are holy, commendable, and lovely, worthy of praise, all those things. So it sounds almost like it's like a separate thing, like, you know, like how it's like it goes to a different thing and then comes back to the peace of God. But you just really, like, I think it just all goes together so beautifully, because let me just read it. So verse 8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So like when we dwell on these good things and on these on the excellent things, on the things worthy of praise, on God, on His word, on prayer, and supplication, and thanksgiving, and all those things. Whenever we dwell on holy things, then we are not dwelling on the things of the world. So it just all goes together, because whenever we're separated from God, whenever we're not seeking Him, we are not going to be happy. We're not going to be joyful. We're not going to be peaceful, all those things. So the peace of God surpasses all understanding when we are dwelling on Him, when we are abiding in Him. Like, it just all fits together so perfectly. And I know I keep saying that, but it's just so true. And then verse 10 is talking about how he had, like, talking about how the church of Philippi was concerned for him and all of that. But he's saying there was no reason for them to be concerned because, like, you know, he was being provided for by God and by God's people. And then Paul's like, you know, like, in verse 11, he's talking about, like, dude, I'm not in need, because he has learned to be content in whatever circumstance he's in. And I just think that's so cool. Like, that's a great reminder to us. We are to be content. We are to be filled with peace of God. We are to just dwell on these good things, and God will bless us through His character. And then we come to verses 12 and 13. And I have always loved these verses too. Wow. Anyways, so verse 12 and 13 says, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And wow, it's just so beautiful. So I think that, like, Philippians 4:13 has been taken out of context a lot, which, yes, it's true. Christ strengthens us to do mighty works, and especially for Him. But then whenever you look at it in the context, it's just so much greater. Because Paul is saying that essentially that he can withstand all things through Christ, who is his firm foundation. And it's just like, it's just so much, it really just like fits it all together, you know. He's saying, I know what it's like to face hunger and need, and but I also know what it's like to have to be abundant, you know what I mean, and to flourish. But in all these things, Christ has been my firm foundation, so it doesn't matter what my circumstance is, I'm going to have the peace of God, and I'm going to be abiding in Him because He's abiding in me. And it's just, He's giving me peace and He's giving me contentment and all these things. And the reason, like, another reason He is able to be so confident in all of this is that He will not fear what the earth can do to Him, because He knows He has His eternal salvation set. And it reminds me of Psalm 118:6, where it says, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And those, like every now and then in the Psalms, they will say, like, what can man do to me? Like, I won't fear because I have God. What can the earth do to me? And that has always just stuck with me, because it's like, what is there to be like scared of? Like, the God who created the universe is on His people's side. He is on my side. And I think that is just crazy to think about. Like, wow. And I think a really important thing to remember here is that God isn't promising to bless us because we are abiding in Him. He is promising to give us Himself through the hard things that we go through. So, Paul is just encouraging the church of Philippi here, is that, like, through all of these hard things that he's been through the persecution and through the, just all the things he's been through, he has been dwelling on God and abiding in God. And in response, God is giving him his spirit, his presence, his love, his peace, all these things. And it all just goes together. Because God isn't going to leave us alone. He will at least, you know, give us himself. And that's just the best thing we could ask for, because God is giving us the ultimate comforter. And I think all of these things, all of the aspects of God, are always important to remember, because yes, he is good, and yes, he is beautiful, and yes, he will give us good things. But it's also to remember, important to remember, where we are headed without God. And I think I feel like God is telling me in this moment to just remind everybody, or maybe even speak to somebody through me, that God is just and wrathful. And yes, it's so scary. Like, the Bible says to love God and to put him first, but it also is saying to love God with a holy reverence and to have faith in him with fear. Like, God, he's not sending us to hell. We are on our way there because we are sinful people and he cannot be around sin. But he provided a way out for us through Jesus. And I just, wow, I'm in awe every time I think about it. Like, he sent his son to die for us because he loved us so much and he wanted us to dwell with him in heaven. And when we truly put these things on our heart, whenever we truly take up our cross daily and follow him, he will bring us earthly peace, and which does surpass and transcend all understanding. But like, it's, you just have to remember, like, this is not the end. Like, the end goal is heaven, and that is our home. That's our ultimate home with God, to be in heaven with God. And I don't know. Yeah, he made a way out for us, and I think it's so crazy. But then it's just so crazy, because like, I think about it and I'm like, yes, he made a way out for us, but he doesn't just leave us here on earth to figure it out for ourselves. He gave us his word to seek him, to read about him, to learn about his son and his character ultimately. But he also gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell with us on earth, to bring us peace, to bring us joy, to bring us comfort, to bring us all of these things. And it's just, wow, it's so beautiful. And I know I'm probably just rambling at this point, honestly, but hey, you can never ramble too much about Jesus. He's just so great. And I don't know, that's really all I have today. Yeah, I'm so thankful that you listened, and I pray that you have a wonderful week and that the God of peace comes to find you and you come to find him. And don't forget to read your Bible today.